Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the question is, how do we achieve at-taqwa, piety, in this month, in this holy month of Rajab? First and foremost, the purpose of why Allah Azza wa Jal created us is to establish worship in our lives. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I did not create mankind nor jinnkind except that they worship me. So this is the purpose of life. What is the purpose of this purpose? So have you ever thought, what is the purpose of the worship? Allah Azza wa Jal answers this in Surah Al-Baqarah. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ He said, O mankind, worship your Lord, the one who created you and created those before you, so that you may attain piety. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Therefore, the purpose of worship is so that we attain piety. And what is piety? At-taqwa is very simple. At-taqwa is to do what Allah commanded you, hoping for His reward and mercy, and to avoid what He prohibited us from out of fear of His punishment and His anger. This is what at-taqwa is. So the purpose of worship is so that it increases at-taqwa, which is in the heart. It makes us aware of Allah. It makes us mindful of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as a result, this is what you want to come with on the Day of Judgment. You want to come with a heart full of at-taqwa. طيب. Now we are in the month of Rajab. How do we achieve at-taqwa in this month? How do we increase our taqwa in this month? Very simple. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, anyone who honors and venerates the symbols of Allah, then that is certainly from the piety of the heart. And the month of Rajab is a sacred month. It's from the symbols of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we must honor this month. We must venerate this month. Whoever does so, then that is a sign that there is piety in his heart. And whoever does so, it increases his taqwa. So how do we honor this month? Because if we honor this month, which is a sacred month, which is from the symbols of Allah, then as a result, our taqwa increases. How do we honor this month? Number one, we avoid sins altogether. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ When Allah spoke about the sacred months in the Qur'an, one of the things He told us to be careful of and vigilant about is committing sins and disobedience in this month. He said, do not wrong yourselves, do not sin, do not disobey, do not leave out the obligations, do not engage with the prohibitions, and also do not oppress others, do not wrong others. You shouldn't be sinning at all throughout the year, but especially in these sacred months, and from them is Rajab, this month we are in. So whoever fights himself to keep away from sins this month, then this is only coming out of a pious heart. As a result, such a person begins to increase in his taqwa. Wallah Azza wa Jal increases him in this taqwa. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ The other way is to acknowledge the sacredness of this month, to understand the importance of this month, and to know that it is Allah Azza wa Jal who has honored this month. As a result, I am honoring it because Allah honored it. Subhanallah. Now, this is when a person loves Allah Azza wa Jal, he would love what Allah loves. He would honor what Allah honors. And as a result, at-taqwa increases in his heart. For this is a second way in how we're going to honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we're going to honor this month and increase our taqwa. And the third way, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is to engage in righteous deeds, but to be very careful and be aware that there is nothing specific that was mentioned in the authentic ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of deeds to be done in this month. There's no specific salat, no specific fasting, nothing specific, but it is a month and it is a sacred month. And one of the deeds that is encouraged in the sacred months is fasting. That's one of the deeds that is encouraged in all of the sacred months. Rajab, Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sum min al-hurum watruk. fast certain days of the sacred months and leave certain days. And of course, the ulama, rahimahumullah, would mention that it is makruh to fast the entire month of Rajab. Umar radiallahu anhu would punish those who fasted the entire month of Rajab, because this is what the people of Al-Jahiliyyah used to do. However, the majority of Al-Fuqaha would mention that it is permissible and it is recommended to fast as many days as a person can in the sacred months without specifying anything of the days of Rajab. Na'am. For this is how you're going to honor these months. This is how we're going to honor this month. And as a result, when we honor this month, our taqwa increases. And that is the purpose of life. And that is how we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as a result, we're going to come closer and closer to Ramadan, prepared with hearts that are full of taqwa. Once we enter Ramadan, we're going to feel and experience the beauty in Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this month for us, to bless the month of Sha'ban, to bless the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to live until we witness the days of Ramadan. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.